It's Dr. Jill Robertson from www.nocryingbabies.com. Subject today, cradle cap. One of my favorite subjects. We really don't know what cradle cap comes from. And you probably know what it is. It's that yellow, flaky, greasy, kind of plaque-like rash in the newborn's scalp. And it can last up to 3 to 4 months. I think it's probably a hormonal response, but nobody's really sure. Now, what are you going to do about it? Some people recommend putting baby oil on and taking a soft bristle brush and brushing the scales off. But in my experience, what happens is, yes, you may get rid of the cradle cap, but a lot of times the baby loses hair at the same time. What I typically recommend is washing the baby's hair once or twice, about 3 or 4 days apart, with a type of shampoo called Selsun Blue Shampoo. Now, you want to talk to your healthcare provider before you do this, but typically one washing will get rid of the cradle cap. Now, when do you call the doctor? Of course, call your doctor. Make sure it's okay to use Selsun Blue Shampoo on your baby's scalp. You want to call the doctor if you see any red raised patches on the baby's face or in what I call the flexure creases, the inside of the elbows or the backside of the knees or at the wrists or ankles. Sometimes babies will get bloody, crusty stuff behind the ears as well with seborrhea or cradle cap. So you want to talk to your doctor about that. So I hope this is helpful. If you have any comments, please leave me a comment. Retweet this. You can find me on LinkedIn under Dr. Jill Robertson. We'll talk to you soon.